I'm reading this book by Michael Pollan. Carol's read a book or two by him, and it's called How to Change Your Mind. Subtitle, What the New Science of Psychedelics Teaches Us About Consciousness, Dying, Addiction, Depression, and Transcendence. So I've read two-thirds of it. Now, there's a lot about LSD, so I have a bunch of questions here, which probably could be a good soundbite for people. So,
okay, we'll try it.
Okay, here's a quote. The Evergreen said that when you take LSD, it scrambles the mind. And that's all that's going on. Your signaling is all mixed up. And so you start thinking you're hallucinating. And you might get all kinds of fantasies and weird neural connections. So I came across a section on page 135 of the book, and it says, the psilocin in that mushroom unlock the 5-hydroxytryptamine 2A receptors in my brain, causing them to fire wildly and set off a cascade of disordered mental events that, among other things, permitted some thoughts and feelings, presumably from my subconscious, and perhaps my reading too, from his reading, to get crosswired with my visual cortex as it was processing images of the trees and plants and insects in my field of vision. Is that a detailed scientific explanation of the basic Evergreen saying LSD or psilocybin causes confusion in the brain?
Diethylamide. Diethylamide. That's what that's the last part. That's the D in LSD. What you just read is the diethylamide.
And it causes
the blotter acid.
Right, and it scrambles the brain, the receptors.
Well, that part, but the other is different. Now you're talking about the dielysid, D-E-L-Y-S-I-D. That's different.
The second word that you just said is different from, and that's the disordering thing that's being described here, or
agreed.
The first word, which is the end of the LSD word, referred to what I read, like which is referring to disordered mental.
The last word.
What was the last word?
Diethylamine. The thalamide. Diethylamide.
Yeah. That was the first word you said at the end of the LSD word. That is what this section is describing. The disordered events.
That's correct.
And that's what the Evergreens were saying LSD did.
Yes. Agreed.
Okay. Now,
agreed.
What is when this guy writes about LSD, he reports a lot of people think they see God and they get all kinds of great, quote, spiritual insights and all that. What is different from our products with the iCell than what the psychedelic effect is?
Oh, okay. You mean like the difference between LSD and LSD-25. Okay, here we go. The difference
LSD-25 or LSD, any LSD, and iCell or whatever is in our products.
No. The parallel is the same. The difference between LSD and or LSD-25. They're almost the same, but not exactly. So the difference with what happens here, this has to do with the lipids. They have a lysergide, L-Y-S-E-R-G-I-D-E. We have the lipids. It affects the lipids. So there's no...
Okay.
There is a dopamine... No. Now, there is a dopamine reactor, which causes the body to have a response. But it's mostly from an immune response, so that their body responds in kind. Better.
That's LSD or iCell?
iCell.
The iCell effect you just described.
Correct.
Okay.
It has to do, instead of the lysergide, it deals with the lipid section.
That's what the iCell is involved with, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Michael,
and you don't get the purple haze.
Okay. So Michael from South Africa, who experienced ayahuasca a lot, he wrote something, 10 years ago after having the RNA drops. He saw that they were a lot better, RNA drops a lot better than the ayahuasca experience. I would translate that at one level that the eye cell allows your body to live forever. The LSD cannot make the body do that.
Well, the LSD, the hallucinogen, come on now. You've heard Bob Carr talk about this till he's blue in the face. The hallucinogen side of that is fleeting. If you could stay on a brown tab of acid and trip forever, you'd stay. It'd be fine. Stay there. But the problem is you come down sooner or later. You come down.
Yeah.
And when you come down, then you're fucked up. Then Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds doesn't help you anymore. But with if you change the lipid system and the way the body responds, it changes the corporeal way that you handle dopamine and ephedrine and all the different things in the system, the neurotic system or nervous system. It changes it to a point where it runs cleaner, purer. We can go more into that, but not right now.
I mean, that's good enough. That's good. Now, when we have the eye cell, when people first took their RNA drops in the early years, they'd feel a little easier in the mind. The mind seemed to not dominate them. They'd feel
a sense of euphoria because there wasn't a problem. They may have had problems, but they weren't bothered by them. So it's a euphoria, the word you're looking
for. It's not the ecstatic nuclear bomb in the body that LSD is reported to do, or even heroin in that. It's a very calming, not so overwhelming experience, which probably is useful to people. You know, they don't get destabilized. So, but something is happening. They're feeling a little euphoric, but it's done proportionately, I would say, to compare to other explosive plants and their effects. The balance way.
Well, fucked up total biology would be how you embrace it. The same thing would be true with how you embrace the LSD. I mean, good Lord, look at L. Ron Hubbard, what that did for him. Different conversation, you see. So it's how you embrace it the same way. Some people can take the RNA drops and it changed their life forever, forever. And they live a different life after that. Other people take one drop or take a little there, la, 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 la. And they're still kind of like Will Robinson lost in space.
Right.
See the rub? So it has to do with intention as well. That's the whole part of ascension is you got to embrace your non-physical. You got to get a hold of your system, change your system. That's what the completement form is. And you got to talk to Bob. Otherwise, you go butt-fucking crazy trying to figure it out because you can't figure it out without Bob because Bob hadn't even figured it out yet. So if you can't figure it out, certainly it's going to be good. So you got to talk to Bob. You got to help. We said it this way. You got to help Bob figure it out. And if you can convince Bob what ascension is, we won't be having this conversation anymore. You'll have it. See how that
right.
goes? See how we flip
so you're
that?
Saying, I interpret
that,
that you can't be passively, you can't ascend passively. You have to put something you're calling intention in there.
Of course. Well,
okay.
Don't say intention because that's the wrong word. You have to put application. See, we could say Carolyn can stomp down Hail Hill, but if she don't go down Hail Hill, she's not stomping. See? The whole point is the process of her going. She's got to attach herself to that position. And she's got their undivided attention because her attention is sitting in that position. And most every day she sends proof of her stomping down Hail Hill. Don't you think for one second we miss one of those. We get every single one of them. It's very important and very proper because it sets a guiding chain. We don't put rules on her because she's going to do what she's going to do. We don't put rules on her, but we're going to help every way we can. See, there's the rule.
Yeah, you said she sends something every day? You said she sends
every
something.
Every day. Most every day of her stomping down
picture.
Hail Hill.
She'll send
and
picture.
Or whatever. And or, yes, and or fill in the blank. Yep. What strikes her.
And that's a connection to you that allows you in to assist her.
We already do that anyway. She's just being inclusive to make sure that everybody's on the same page. You see?
Okay.
So if she sent something that was out of bounds, we'd say, look at that. Look at that. Go back and take another picture.
Yeah. What's that got to do with the LSD topic? What's that got to do with the LSD?
It's intention. It's intention of the way the lipid panel is embraced because she actually engages RNA drops, you see? It's really helpful when you do.
Okay. I'm probably, I would say, the one who's the closest to pulling off being passive about it all. Would you agree?
Well, that's a given, Bob, but you're so passive you could sleep through it. No, not everybody can. No, not everybody can be that completely passive.
Right.
So you've taken it to a new dimensional level. So good for you. Good for you. And don't change a thing, Bob. Don't change nothing. Everything's good. Don't. You're doing good. Just go with it. Don't change nothing now.
Right. Here's another. This is page one. That was page 135 with the details of the confused mind. Now 124. It says Homo sapiens might have arrived at one of those periods of crisis that calls for some mental and behavioral depatterning. Could that be why nature has sent us these psychedelic molecules now? So
Now,
this guy is making.
that's the dissociative drugs. That's the dissociative position, Bob. It disassociates you from what you call life. If that's what you're saying there, that has to do with dissociative. That's like when people cut themselves off from life. Or let's say, okay, they cut themselves off from I and them. I just can't take it anymore. Well, we don't care. It don't hurt us. We're glad. It gives more room to the people, the cream to come to the top. We ain't fussing about that, but they think they're getting back at us. That's dissociative. A lot of people jump into that where they don't want to include themselves into anything else. See, when you get into that's the thing for salvia. Carolyn knows about that, and some of the diviner sage, some of that, and some of the Sally D, some of those other things move it to another level so that you can get lost in space, I guess is the way it's there.
You know what Sally D is, Carolyn?
Don't know that one.
That's some botanical term.
Maria Pastora as well.
Is that Sally D?
It's another version of Sally D.
Okay. So you describe what LSD does, dissociating. Psychedelics do that. All the psychedelics do that, like mescaline,
Depends.
psilocybin.
Depends, 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 depends. Because see, we can go all the way into the magic mushrooms, but then sugar water brings you back if you have a what they call what was it, Bob Carr? Well, Bob Carr never had a bad trip. His trips just weren't long enough. That's the only thing wrong with him. Now, oh, I can't say that for David Wester. He had a few that were like not so well, pretty rememberable. So that's another conversation. That's when they brought the new stuff out. You remember that, Bob, before, way before Shockley. Oh, good
Okay,
thing.
so when they brought the new stuff out, what would be the new stuff? LSD-25?
The new LSD that they were trying to see if it was going to be anything they could embrace. They were trying to open up a consciousness. And if this drug did that, this would be the ticket. They were taking an outside thing to bring in their body so they could have euphoria, so they could get enlightenment, so they could have the cosmic awareness, the cosmically aware. Well, what RNA drops does is that takes the meat set body and lines it up so it becomes cosmic and
Right.
ascended, not aware, ascended. Because once you get that and that information is in your meat set body, you can't go back. Whereas LSD is something you have to drop a brown tab every time you turn around. You got to trip
Yeah,
and then
what?
trip and then trip. Here
Yeah,
you
you're
just hit it
calling
and
that
go on with it.
you the word aware means the activity of the mind. That's the problem. It
Agreed.
aggravates the mind. So,
Agreed.
so what was the topic there? You brought another kind of LSD, but before that, so that this guy is saying, this we're changing human nature, the necessary change, and due to the psychedelic
Good.
molecules. No, you're saying that our products, the iCell and whatever else we call our stuff that's unique, that's what was required to change humans, Homo sapiens. Would you agree? So, I met Tim Leary. I've
Change
seen what
it
happened.
change it doesn't change your mind, it changes your cell. RNA
Yeah, your
drops doesn't
cell.
change your mind, it changes your cell. That's the difference.
Right.
And then your mind coalesces to what the body is responding to. That's why you get neuropathy when you got something wrong. That's why you have chest pain when you're having a myocardial infarction. That's why you might have a really good headache if you're about to have a aneurysm or a runny
Well, what's
nose
the
if you got
why? What do
mucus.
you mean? The why? That's why you get a
The
headache. What is
response.
the why of?
The body's response is trying to tell you got a brain bleed. It's trying to tell
What's
you
that
you're
got to
having a
do with
heart
the,
attack.
what's that got to do with the drops then? The drops make you
Okay,
have
the
a headache?
drops change. Oh, the drops change your body, and so it soothes the issue that would cause the pain
Yes.
reaction, the pain reaction of neuropathy or chest pain or a brain bleed. But now
Right, so the
Karen is
drops
very
are.
correct. Stop, stop. Karen's very correct. If you got your magnesium right, if it's right, you're rarely going to suffer from those other appendages. You're not going to have a lot of trouble with all that. But if you're not, then it's going to be a telltale sign. It'll tell on you. You don't got to, don't tease Carolyn Dean. She knows. She'll tell you exactly
What will
with
tell
the
on you?
symptoms.
Are you talking about the drops, or what will tell on you?
If you don't have your magnesium right, we say get your
Yeah.
magnesium right. We say get that right. And if you have that right, most of these telltale problems that everybody complains with go away. Then you add the drops, and or as you add the drops, that opens up your whole body and the lymphatic system to have a whole new conversation. It makes the
Right.
train stay on the track. It makes the train stay on the track. Makes no difference how fast it goes. Makes the
Yeah, so,
train go
yeah.
on the track.
Yeah,
Good.
so LSD and the psychedelics, they're quite violent compared to the RNA drops. RNA drops are a very gentle way to change human nature, which is the title of the book, How to Change Your Mind. Well, you change your cell. And the pleasantness of our products is that they're not so disruptive. You might have to go through a couple of adjustments, but nothing like the depatterning factor he's talking about here, which you call the dissociating factor.
That's right. It's the class of comparative religions. You're trying to describe how ridiculous the Catholics are, or how ridiculous the Hindus are, how ridiculous the Buddhists are. It's comparative religions where you're having to look at this from a compendium to say all this is a bunch of shit. And so no, let's do it this way, and then it becomes a very easier way. It's kind of like North Korea and South Korea today, Bob.
Yeah. So, quote on page, let's see.
You'll play this Saturday night, so make sure you notice
Yeah.
Operation Vigilant Storm. Just that's enough. You don't do what you're doing, but we had to get a little something in. You need a little bit of content for quitting time, Bob. They're going to
Yeah,
fire
you're
your ass
saying
if you don't straighten
Operation
up.
Vigilant Storm. What's that? You just mentioned. What is that?
You'll find
Okay.
Sunday morning when you play it, it'll be all the rage then. Now you got it in. Now you got the marker in the marker.
Okay.
You're
You mean
ahead.
it'll be
You're
in the
ahead of the
news?
game
It'll be
now.
in the news? Be on Drudge? Okay.
Well,
I have
now,
here the
whoa. Drudge ain't news anymore, Bob. Sorry.
I know. Yeah.
Drudge ain't news
Okay.
anymore. Used to be, but not anymore.
So they're talking here, Osman and Hoffer, the guys up in Saskatchewan in the 50s, they were applying LSD to alcoholics and that. And that was okay, but they realized other things were happening. So it says this: for many of the alcoholics treated at Weyburn Hospital, the core of the LSD experience seemed to involve something closer to transcendence or spiritual epiphany than temporary psychosis.
Well, that
Osman.
depends. That the psychosis is great, but see, the problem is they like the alcohol, the people that they would embrace the alcohol to such a level, what you would call an alcoholic. They're using the alcohol to numb or deaden sometimes a pain response. And that can be an emotional response. You know, I lost my love. You know, any country song where they go to shit kicking or they go tequila makes the clothes fall off. They use that to a position of a love's labor's lost. Then you bring that into a physical side. They'll use them self-medicate when they have a pain in their meat sack body. But they're just borrowing the same thing. The same reason Carolyn wouldn't take an aspirin if she was on fire. She wouldn't take it
Yeah,
if she
so
was
what's
on
your
fire.
point? We're talking, here's what they say. Osman and Hoffer began to entertain doubts about their delirium tremens model because they thought, well, they'll see mimes, the psychosis that alcoholics go through. Mm-hmm. So we can study the thing by having a simulated psychosis. And they said, no, there's something else going on with the LD. And eventually they began to wonder if perhaps the whole psychotomimetic paradigm, that's the name for these drugs they were mm-hmm. using, might need retooling. They received a strong push mm-hmm. in that direction from Aldous Huxley after his mescaline experience, which he declared bore scant resemblance to psychosis. What a psychiatrist might diagnose as depersonalization, hallucinations, or mania might better be thought of as instances of mystical union, visionary experience, or ecstasy. Could it be that the doctors were mistaking transcendence for insanity? Now, you wouldn't call it transcendence. You would talk about whatever the... Go ahead.
And we wouldn't call it imbecility either. Everything is too extreme. There's got to be a middle road somewhere that lines this up where the body's responding the way it does. Everybody who takes a drink is not an alcoholic, okay? But every alcoholic takes a drink.
Right.
See the rub?
Now the thing is, that's all dealing with LSD and what it's doing, maybe how to make it, how to understand what the thing is. But it's still working on the mind. It doesn't get to the cell, and that's the big difference we're pointing out here for those listening with our products. So they discovered that set and setting, that was the phrase, determine how the trip went. It was very important, the environment that the person, the patient, took the LSD in. So they said, though the term set and setting would not be used, this is page 151, though the term set and setting would not be used in this context for several more years and became closely identified with Timothy Leary's work at Harvard a decade later, Osmond and Hoffer were already coming to appreciate the supreme importance of those factors of set and setting in the success of their treatment. Now, Dave Wurster used to say, from 57 to 60, which is long before Leary, he interacted with Osmond and Hoffer and Al Hubbard. He had the LSD-25, Al Hubbard, and they had 150 trips with Al Hubbard with the great LSD from Sandoz, and they worked out set and setting. So Wurster seemed to be saying to me that they worked out the big breakthrough about set and setting before anybody else did. Would you agree that they worked that out?
Well, no. No, they didn't work it out, but they realized from 1938 forward how to bring it to the perfect extract from a fungus. See, the fungus is the difference. Because, like, you know how you create – now we're going to make a parallel here. You know how you don't know, but there are those who know the process you go through to actually create or to embrace RNA drops. You don't know what's in the RNA drops, by the way, but it's not a fungus. You see?
Right.
So Go ahead.
We're talking about set and setting, how to have the experience. What's that got to do with 1938 and Osmond?
That's
he figured out set and setting? He figured out set and setting?
Yes. From lysogenic acid.
But nobody knew that. They weren't in touch with him that way. So Wurster was in touch with Hubbard.
Yeah, no.
Al Hubbard in 57 to 60, and they worked it out. So Wurster and his gang and Bob Carr were the first to figure out how to use the LSD in a more, not for therapy, not for temporary psychosis, but to have epiphanies, what they thought were epiphanies.
They were trying to connect to Akasha. They were trying to connect to Akasha if Ra'i ever returned. If Ra'i
returned. They project those concepts into the experience. But
they were just using, right now, they were just using words to describe ascension in a pharisaical way. Because nobody could be as aware as the one giving the awareness. You see how it always goes? The pharisaical position.
Wurster and them were giving awareness? Is that what you're saying? They thought they were giving awareness?
No. Well, they were trying to. They were representing awareness. They were cosmically aware. And no one could be as aware as they, obviously. You see how that goes?
Yeah. Okay. Now, the other part, when they discussed the...
Just ask Vicky. She'll straighten you out.
Yeah, right. So Al Hubbard, he interacted with the Wurster scene and Bob Carr scene in Seattle. He worked with down in Palo Alto with Milo.
L. Ron Hubbard. That's who
not him. Al Hubbard.
Yeah,
he was the.
Be careful. Both were involved.
I know. I'm talking Al Hubbard. Okay, stop it. Captain Al Hubbard. He's the one who was the only guy allowed to have LSD-25 from Sandoz. Okay, so he went around and gave it to everybody. He even got it to President Kennedy, supposedly. And he gave it to Huxley and all these people, Hoffer and Osmond. Is it Osmond, Carolyn? No, yeah, Humphrey Osmond and Abram Hoffer. He then gets out into San Francisco in the 60s, and he works with Myron Stolaroff, some name like that. I can't be looking it up. Well, let's look it up just to get it exact.
Bob's on a roll.
Myron Stolaroff. Okay. So anyway,
Stolaroff. Huh?
No, S-T, not Scholar, S-K. It's S-T, Stolaroff. So listen to this. In the late 50s, they were working with the beginning of Silicon Valley and the computer world. And they discovered that if they took a little LSD, and they call it microdosing, they could be more creative in dealing with the chip technology that they were developing. So it's now quite rampant in Silicon Valley doing microdosing. But these guys were doing it back in the late 50s, early 60s, and working with Al Hubbard. And we know from Ion Explained that the Pentagon aliens helped this digital technology happen, helped it be invented. And then you're thinking of these guys taking LSD while they're working. Were these guys, like Myron and Al Hubbard, aliens?
Yes.
Yeah, like Stuart Brand. We talked about Stuart Brand, who was part of that scene. I want to move over. One of the metaphors, one of the LSD guys, Mr. Stamets, S-T-A-M-E-T-S, he thinks he becomes an expert on psilocybin and mushrooms, and he thinks mycelia is Earth's natural internet, the way the mushrooms grow among the trees and the plants and
the fungus. No, Bob, you're losing all that. Stop all that. Don't worry about all that. Those are words. It's a fungus. Everything comes from a fungus. It's a fungus. So if you say it like that, then it'll be found everywhere. Next thing you'll be saying Candida is a fungus. And so, you know, come on.
So you're saying that's too much emphasis on one idea, or is it a fact that everything is a fungus?
The idea, everything that has to do with this comes from a fungus outside of the fungus among us. It's a fungus among us, and then it changes your construct of what you call a cadence of potential reality. A cadence of potential reality.
It changes that. And so you'll get into a lot of crazy avenues and rabbit holes, whereas if you've got RNA drops or an ICL, you bypass all those rabbit holes, correct?
Well, all those are cleared up, and you have to. But now sometimes that's a shocker. It's like Matthew Rose. You remember Matthew Rose? He got all this stuff, and he's like, whoa. I'm having more fun sober than high. This is crazy.
Now,
it changes the way your body handles the dope or the drug or the fill in the blank, whatever that is.
Yeah, you're talking about you're talking about the ICL and the drops.
The RNA drops,
what they did to Matthew.
An example. That was an example of what you're talking about in your book reference. The book reference that this is the end all, be all, do all. You got to do this to get yourself straightened out. When you say no, that's just going to string you out, but it drops you off the cliff. When you become the buffalo, you become Ted Turner's buffalo going off the ravine. And that's what happens because you don't know what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
So how in the hell would you get it? All right,
borrowing what?
Oh, no, fuck that. You do what you want to do.
Yeah, it's not important. You're not even going to finish
borrowing. Borrowing reality. You're borrowing reality. It isn't even real.
Okay. So what I see is a lot of art movements through history. People who made scenes and were considered esoteric mystics and that, they were working with whatever plants they had. And they were all miming what actually they weren't getting to, which was the drops. And when we get to the drops, we arrive at iodine. And Bob is the ultimate Tim Leary archetype because we got the real stuff here.
Or at the very least, Seth Lloyd.
Laura, yeah, you brought him up recently. I forget who he was. But the point is,
to solve the problem with quantum computing reality, Bob, you're bringing forth the new reality. Yes, you are.
So
like
all
that.
These
we
art
ain't mad.
No, all these art movements with these charismatic people, they were probing, and they would come up with plants that might inspire their art and that, but they didn't get to where we're going, which involves a woman, Dr. Dean, who is, can bring in the health parts, which are important.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just mind stuff or culture, the cultural imagery. So I understand how everything was anticipating us, and now we're doing it.